Blog Talk Radio.
Michael, how are you doing out there on the road?
Oh, man, we just got out of Chicago. We just got loaded in Chicago, and we didn't get loaded the good way, you know. We just got loaded instead of us. But we've gotten out of Chicago. We're heading to Arkansas as I speak. We're at, like, on Highway 55, Interstate 55 at Exit 236, which is Kankakee, Illinois. I've never heard of Kankakee, Illinois. I've heard of Kankakee, but not Kankakee, Illinois.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Before we get on to much more and introducing our guests of the day, which is the Rupert Duncan Band, I want to give a special thank you to two members of that band, Larry Gromer and Josh Guild, for producing, writing, and performing our new intro, and as you will hear as we are taking out today, our outro as well. So thank you very much for your talent.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? It almost sounds like we're real professionals now.
Make it till you make it.
people might mistake us for somebody who really knows what the hell they're doing. But it's been an interesting week. I've been talk a little bit about on the road before we bring in the guests. Had a really neat experience in West Memphis the other night. We were sitting there in the truck and we're watching the lot lizards, you know, walking around. And so one of them hops into the truck next to us, and these two truck drivers that are in this truck next to us, they had to be like about 350, 400 pounds apiece, you know, big dudes. And it's a little tiny skinny girl crawls up in there. We're sitting there watching, you know, and she's talking to them. She looks like she's like on crack or something, man. She's like, you know, moving 100 miles a second the way she's talking, and her hands are flipping around. And so we're sitting there watching them talk and talk and talk, and all of a sudden they pull the curtains. And then does that truck start rocking. I got out the video camera. I'm hoping that it came out good. I took a video of the truck rocking.
You did not.
I did. It was so funny, man. I mean, I've never seen a truck rock that hard, even when you're like driving on the highway.
I was gonna say I would like to be a fly on the wall of that truck, but second thought, yeah, no.
These are two 400-pound guys, and she probably was like 97 pounds soaking wet.
Oh, wow.
When finally, about 2 hours later, she hops out, so she's still in one piece, but she looked a little bit skinnier. I don't know if they kind of flattened her out or what.
I hope they paid her well.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. I guess they'll do anything, won't they? Yeah, that was our entertainment for that night in West Memphis, you know. And And then from there, we headed up to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Mexico, Missouri. We went to Mexico, Missouri first, and I thought that was rather odd name for a town, Mexico, Missouri. I didn't see any Mexicans there, so.
Well, you've been wanting to go to Intercourse something or other. What was it? What state was that in?
Yeah, I want to go to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, because I figure at least there I might get laid there, you know.
Well, it sounds like it's not for a lack of opportunity in your new film industry, more
There's plenty of opportunity if I want a lot lizard, but you know what? You know, it isn't like the old days. You know, the old days, you know, back when I was young, because I'm an old fucker. Back in the old days, you know, you got something, you went to the doctor, you got a shot, you're okay. Nowadays, you catch something that's going to kill your ass, you know? And it's like, I'm a little more nervous about that shit now. So I just don't, you know, just get up into anybody's business, because, you know, I know the old and getting close to death, but I don't need to rush it in me neither.
Oh, you can't even ask anybody nowadays for their blood card stating that they're clean, because there are doctors out there who will sell them to you.
Yeah, I'm sure the lot lizards are walking around with cards saying, yes, I'm HIV negative.
Not. Go ahead.
What amazes me is how good-looking these lot lizards are. It's like, damn, girl, you couldn't get a real job? You know, of course, maybe she makes a whole lot more than that. I don't know.
Well, before we bring any of the band members on and introduce them, I'd like to start off by playing one of their songs, and it's called Lucky Star.
You should be an actress, cause you pretend so good. I bet you would be a big success down in Hollywood. You had me convinced that I was someone special to you. Maybe you studied a script for your motion picture debut. Lucky star, fell out of my sky. Broke my heart and left me here to die. What I thought was love was like a work of art. You deserve an award for how you broke my heart. Broke my heart to die. What I thought was love was like a work of art. You deserve an award for how you broke my heart. You deserve an award for how you broke my heart.
Oh, good. I had another 573 call come in, and I'm assuming that's maybe your partner.
Well, no, it may be another listener as well. I got a few friends in Missouri that, you know, that they don't have access, you know, to either high speed internet or computer at this time of the day. So I've been handing out the phone numbers so they can call in and be able to listen into the show.
So you have a few friends in low places.
I have very, very few friends, actually, you know.
In very low places.
I wish they were in a low place right now. I could use it.
Well, the Rupert Duncan Band, most of the songs that we're going to be playing for you today are of the country genre. But now I've listened to these guys up close and personal, and they can rock it as well. So.
How close and personal?
Pardon?
Inquiring minds want to know, how close and personal?
Pretty close and pretty personal. Now, we haven't got the leader of the band, Rupert, calling in yet, so I don't know what kind of problems he's encountered. So until and if he calls, we're going to let Larry Gromer, the lead guitarist, do most of the talking. We also have on hold Tommy Cook, who is our drummer, and an excellent drummer, I might add, and Josh Guild, who is also a lead guitar player, and all three of these men do amazing vocals as well. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Larry first, and then I'll bring in the other two.
All right.
Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am here, actually.
And have been for about the last 20 minutes?
yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, about the Rupert Duncan Band, when and how did the band come about? How long have you guys been together?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Rupert and I have been together about 9 years now. It actually came as a result of my being at a guitar store, buying a brand new case for my Les Paul, and came across a bulletin board for a guy looking for a lead guitar player, and went, you know, what the heck? Let's give this a thing a shot. So I called him. We got together. It was kind of funny. I had just gotten off of work the first time that we got together to practice, and I was still in, you know, a dress shirt, a loosened tie, and dress slacks, and I walk in, I've got my guitar, my amp, and everything else. I sit down and get set up, and he looks at me and goes, would you like some water or some coffee? And I noticed that they had beer. I'm going, no, but I'll take one of those, if you want. So I got my beer, and I guess he figured that was a teetotaler or something, which was nothing but, anything but the truth at that point. And we've been together ever since. He had some songs. We added some flavor to them. I put a little spin on a few things, and we ultimately ended up getting them recorded. And this is what you, kind of a culmination of all those years put together. The CD actually has been out a little over a year now, and we did it. It was actually put most of it together in Lodi, although two of the songs were directed and produced by Ronnie Montrose, the late, unfortunately, Ronnie Montrose. And I think one of those cuts will be playing later on. The rest of it was done by Rick Duncan down at NACNA Recording in Lodi, California, and then mastered in San Francisco. So,
very impressive. Now, which one was, do you recall which ones were done with Ronnie Montrose?
Yes, actually, it was Hugs and Kisses and a country song. So country song and Hugs and Kisses were both produced by Ronnie Montrose. We had an excellent time with him in the studio. Great guy. Just one of those kind of guys you could just sit down and talk to. He had a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge that we gleaned from that whole experience. Had a great time. Very sad when I found out about Ronnie's death. We had spent so much time in the recording studio together that, you know, you really kind of bond and you know, kind of build a friendship out of that.
Yeah, one of the very few in the business who is very down to earth and sincere. That's awesome, though, that you guys had the time that you did with him.
Well, we did, absolutely.
Unfortunate that he didn't hang around long enough for you guys to finish the projects that you had in mind, too, but that's awesome that you did get to work with him.
Absolutely. Well, it would be one of those pinnacle milestones in my career, for sure.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and bring in Josh and Tommy right now. Josh, are you there?
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you all?
We're doing awesome. Michael, you're still there, right? I might have lost Michael. Okay, hang on one second. I'm going to bring in Tommy, and then I'm going to see if this other caller is actually Michael, and he's probably laughing because I didn't answer the phone, and it's him. Tommy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Awesome. This is Tommy, and he is the awesome drummer for the Rupert Duncan Band. And hang on one second, and I'm going to see if this is my co-host back online. Michael?
You're kind.
Yes.
I guess I lost you and didn't pick you up again.
Yeah, see, you lost me, and you didn't even notice I disappeared off your Skype.
Well,
I feel so important.
I noticed it was another 573 number, and I thought it was just another one of your lowly friends in low places.
Well, I was just figuring to see how many hours it was going to take for you to finally realize I was no longer with you.
So, Josh, this is our other
lead
guitar player. How long have you been with the band?
I joined the band around January this year. So I've been with them for right around 9 months now.
About 9 months. And this is the baby of our band.
The baby. Yeah. Many years the junior.
And yet you would not know to hear this man play. He's a protege of all proteges. He's the most awesome lead guitar player.
I have a question.
Yes.
You keep saying our band. What instrument do you play, Carrie?
The mouth organ.
Skin flute.
The skin flute.
The first lead guitar player, the old one.
Why do I feel so attached to this guy?
Did I lose you guys again?
What was that, Michael?
I thought maybe I lost signal again or something. All of a sudden, it went dead silent every minute.
No, we have you. Just a brief apology to the guests that there is going to be possibly some delay and overlap only because we have five callers. So we're going to try our best to do what we can with them. So, again, thank you, Larry and Josh, for our intro. You guys did an awesome job on that.
Absolutely.
So who is the voice?
Good.
Who is the voice?
Josh. Larry Cromer is the one who does the announcing, yes.
Okay. Sounds really good. I mean, it sounds like something you'd hear on real radio.
Well, actually, I was in
real
radio for years. Yeah. I did morning drive for about 5 years.
And you gave it up for music?
Yeah, I don't know why. The money.
Yeah, all right.
Money
I feel better than that.
Yeah.
But I think it was for the chicks, man. I think it was for the chicks. You know, musicians always get the chicks.
Well, the voice hasn't hurt, that's for sure. but I can't see. I'm all taken up now, so that's off the table.
Yeah, I feel for you. I am too.
I'm gonna say, oh, Josh. That's what they all say. I heard that one before.
Now, Tommy,
you gotta watch out for me.
Tommy, do we still have you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
This is our, okay, not R. I got to stop saying R. This is the Rupert Duncan Band's newest drummer, and he's amazing. And him, Josh and Larry, as well as our lead vocalist, Rupert, whose band it is, all have amazing vocal ability. So how are you enjoying being in the band, Tommy?
You're breaking up on me. Say that one again.
How are you enjoying being in the band?
Oh, I really like it. Great bunch of guys. They're very, very professional. Everybody's been really cordial, and I've spent 30 years in the industry, and it's hard to find guys like this that are down to earth, and nobody has. There's not a bunch of egos running around the stage like you get with a lot of bands, and I have in the past with several bands. And these guys are fantastic musicians, and I'm really enjoying the stuff that I'm doing with them. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, would you like me to play another song?
Hey, Gary.
Yes.
You know, I always love that question because, you know, I'm waiting for the one day when a band member will say, yeah, you know, playing with these guys really suck. You know, I don't belong to this band. You know, it's like, God, you know, they're a bunch of assholes, you know, and you get up there and everybody wants to hog everything, you know. I would love to have that happen one of these days. So, you know, we're going to have to try to find a band that isn't so happy together, I guess, one of these days.
The only thing I'm really not used to, Michael, is the bass player, Dave. He tends to take his shirt off once in a while, and it's kind of scary during his show. But, you know, he's just crazy like that. But, you know, we get over it.
Of course you realize he's saying that because he's not online with us. He's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, I'll never bunk with him again on a road trip either. He's a little crazy.
Of course, Tommy doesn't mind when Rupert takes his pants off.
Well, no, you know. Well, as long as he's got sandals on.
Just flip-flops.
Well, you know, either or. Sandals or flip-flops. I personally like those 1970s disco shoes. Those are my favorite with the fish bowls in them.
Oh, those are Larry. Those are the ones Larry wears often.
Hey.
Hey, Larry's like, hey.
Just how old are these guys, man? It sounds like something from, like, the 40s and 50s.
Honestly, I left Florida about a year ago and came here, and I was in search of another band when I got here because I left a really good band back there and wanted to come back home because I was originally from here. And I searched for several months trying to find the right group of guys, and I tried out with several bands, and everything just kind of, nothing was gelling. And, you know, you kind of know that when you get out there the first couple of the bands I tried out with, I knew after the first two or three songs that it wasn't going to work for me. And then, you know, I called these guys, and actually Rupert, I think Rupert sent me an email, wasn't it? Yeah, he sent me an email, and I got a hold of him, and really nice guy on the phone. We seemed to hit it off on the phone, and then as I went to my first practice with him, it was just a really warm reception. Everybody was really down to earth, and Larry on the other end there, he really made me feel welcome. And then when I heard him play, I was really like impressed with what a talent, you know. And then I just met Josh over the weekend, so you know, from the last, well, it was actually through last practice, but he had to work a few of the practices we've had, and once he was able to make it, you know, then when I got those two together, I said, wow, look at this talent that's stacked together here. So I realized that I'd found the right group of guys and utmost professionals. Everybody's just really, really stand up about everything, and that, it's very cool.
Well, you know, that's very true. You know, it's very true to be able to find a group of people that you can play together with is very difficult to do. I've been performing in bands since I was like about 16, and that was, you know, back to the dinosaur days. I don't know how many bands I've been through, and I probably only had one where everybody really fit well together in all those years. So
yeah, you got to find that right fit.
That's the only way you do well.
I've actually said it several times that actually Josh and I.
What was that?
No, I was saying that there are times that Josh and I swear we share the same cranium.
Absolutely.
When we're on stage or even in practice, because we just kind of have, you know, we just kind of read off each other so well. There really is kind of a good magic going on there.
Absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to take a brief 3-minute, 29-second break here and play another one of their songs called Rest in Peace.
There's a man who's getting out of prison on April 21st, and I will be waiting for him. I've got something for him that he deserves. I've been awaiting quite some time now to see just about how loud that boy can scream. I'm gonna take away all his trouble that day. All his problems will be no more. First he'll cry over with him, and he can rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
His troubles away. Now it's time for me to show him some things. I will gladly pay him back with a little bit of interest in fact. Then I'll sleep better at night knowing all debts are paid. I'm gonna take away all his troubles that day. All his problems be no more. And first he'll cry some tears and beg for mercy and fear. It'll all be over with him, and he can rest in peace.
The Rupert Duncan Band, and Rupert Duncan is, of course, the head of the band. He plays the acoustic as well as does the lead vocals. Larry Gromer is our lead guitarist and does background vocals. Dave Lazar is our bass player. Josh Guild is also lead guitar and does background vocals. And Tommy Cook, the newest member of the band, is on the drums and does background vocals as well. And we also want to give kudos and a shout-out to Eric Hugg, who is our sound technician, and Tim Ortega, who is our stagehand.
Next to me here.
Yeah, and if I would unmute you guys, everybody might be able to hear you. Go ahead, Larry. What was that you just said?
Oh, no, I was just saying that I was just sitting. Actually, Eric is in here sitting with me, and we were just listening to it. I put it on speaker so we could both listen to it. And so Eric is here as well. So.
Awesome. Michael, do I still have you with me?
If you unmuted me, you do.
did now.
I love it. I'm going to have to train you all over again, ain't I?
Well, you know what? Let's not remind you of that entire show you did muting yourself.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. I did a whole hour show where my microphone was totally muted the entire show. Everybody was going in and out of the chat room, you know, refreshing their screens, wondering why they weren't hearing anything, and I was wondering why they were doing that. After the show was over with, I decided, well, I was going to listen back to the show, see, you know, how it sounded, and it was pure silence. I thought, man, that was one of the best shows, an hour of silence.
It was one of the best shows. That doesn't say a lot about our shows, Michael. Okay, so here's a personal question. Who's the youngest member of the band? I think I already answered that one. Who's the oldest member of our band? Of your band?
That would be Dave. Dave's the old guy. I think I'm next in line as far as the old guy. But right now it is Dave, yeah. Dave, the bass player.
And Josh,
well, you're
Naked Dave.
These guys got to be really freaking old then, because Tommy, the drummer guy, said he's been in the business for 30 years, and so, you know, he started like in his 20s. That means he's like in his mid-50s. That means these guys are like 70, 80 years old, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Are you combining the ages?
No, Tommy was 3 when he started.
Of course, as young as Tommy sounds, he must have started before he left the womb, because he sounds like about a 16-year-old teenager if he talks.
Well, I'm actually 47, but I actually started. I played on the first stage when I was about 12 years old. So
cool.
Yeah, my uncle he passed away back in it was the late 80s. When I was about 3 years old, he stuck me on his knee. He was a country drummer out of Kokomo, Indiana, and he was with a band there that had been signed. They did a 2-record deal, and it kind of fell apart on them. Something happened with the main guy, Dwayne Varnell, and then he went back to just playing the music scene locally, but he was a great instructor. He was a hardcore guy. He would not even let me hit the drum heads as I grew older and was able to, you know, actually learn things from him. He wouldn't let me touch them until I learned how to tune them, and he would detune all the heads on the drum, on the whole kit. So I would have to sit there and tune them up before I could play them. And if I didn't tune them right, he would detune them and make me go back from square one. And so anyway, he was my inspiration to start when I first started. And I've actually inherited that very kit that I was, when I was 3 years old, sitting on his knee behind. It's about a 68 Pearl, and I inherited a couple years ago. I'm getting ready to actually restore it. And if I haven't made Dave too mad at me, he said he could paint, so I was going to have him spray it for me. But
he'll spray it now.
Oh, yeah, he's going to fix it.
Yeah, you may not like the color, though.
Yeah, it might not be the color I like.
Pink.
I get spray it for you.
Our female
you're really easy, right from here.
Our female audience listening is gonna want to know who's married and who's single in the band. Larry, attack that one.
Well, yeah, I'm not single. I'm actually attached to your co-host.
You're attached to Michael.
You're not attached to me. I don't swing that way, Larry.
Well, and then Josh, he's no longer on the market either. He's got a beautiful, beautiful girlfriend, Ariel, and I'll just let him talk about Ariel. But the only one that's actually single that I'm aware of is actually Dave.
And he's not even here.
Yeah, and Dave was, he's having transmission problems, so.
Dave's not here.
Yeah.
He's single. That's why he's single. He's never here.
Now, where can people purchase your CD if they are interested in doing so?
Well, the actual contact for the actual CD, now there are 10 songs on a CD. You would actually contact the Rupert Duncan Band. You guys should get a hold of Rupert. It's rduncan_1@msn.com. Or you can mail him at P.O. Box 514, Rio Linda, California, 95673. And you can also go on to www.rupertduncan.com, and you can hear snippets of the song. You can find out where we're playing, a little bit of the band bios, and some of the responses that we've had. We just recently did, in fact, a gig for a pretty well-known actress, Kate Levering. Unfortunately, her father passed away recently, and we were asked to play for his celebration of life wake type thing, and we got a lot of compliments for the band on that one. It was just, we actually played two sets longer than we ordinarily would play.
Okay, so again, that's www.rupertduncan.com. And from what I hear, the website will be getting a makeover very soon, and they also will be having a Facebook page. Until then, you can find most of the band members separately under their own Facebook accounts. Okay, you're on, Michael. Oh.
I think he should have gave out Rupert's home phone number and his home address too, you know.
Well, I do have his. I actually do have his phone number for contact information, so we could actually give it out too if you want to.
Yeah, he might kill you if you did that, or his wife would.
We could prank call him. That'd be fun.
We should prank call him. I'd be afraid I'd lose all of you and myself in the process, though. So maybe we'll prank call him on another show.
You know,
okay, I'm
going to
put
this,
you all on hold again, but I will unmute you this time, I promise, as we play. And actually, before I play it, Larry, do you want to tell us a little bit about Thinking About You?
Thinking About You, basically, it's just got some good kick-ass guitar playing, some kick-ass piano playing. By the way, I do want to mention that on most of these tracks, the fiddle player, his name is Scott Joss, Scott J-O-S-S, Joss. He is actually, or formerly was, Dwight Yoakam's fiddle player and is currently now Merle Haggard's fiddle player.
Wow.
So we were really honored to have Scott play on our tracks. And so you'll hear a little bit of his work. Well, you'll hear a lot of his work on all of the tracks. But this one coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to get in hugs and kisses, too, before the end of the show, because that's got a kind of a special meaning to it as well. But, yeah, Thinking About You. Great song.
Okay, we're going into Thinking About You.
I feel special.
I've been thinking about you. Wondering if you wanted to spend some time with me. Make some real good company. Come on now, let's go down to anywhere that you want to. I want to be with you, and I don't care what we do. Go for a drive.
Michael, you're unmuted.
All right. That's like a miracle.
Yeah, that's just some good old badass kicking and grinning going on that one. You know, it's kind of funny. I really wish that we could have had Josh in the mix on a lot of the stuff that was done in the studio, but we're in the process of trying to write some more stuff. Josh and I are working on some stuff collectively, you know, to put some freshness to what we've got going on. But I could just imagine what it would have sounded like if we would have had a monster guitar play on there.
Josh is in the intro and the outro to the Not Late Night show, so that's awesome. We're proud.
That's it, exactly. Well, he and Eric and I stayed up until, 7 o'clock in the morning. We went through 2 pots of espresso. We were all so wired when we got done with that. It was like Josh was like a maniac behind the control panel.
Literally.
The throttle down. It was
literally.
It was indeed an experience.
Hey, guys. Hey, I do want to take this time to thank you for doing the introduction music and the vocals at the beginning, and also the ending that everybody's going to get to hear in just a few minutes. And I also want to take this time to thank you guys for coming on the show today and sharing your songs and sharing a little bit of your personality to let people get to know you a little bit better. Before we let you go, though, we'd like you to let everybody know one last time any of the places you may be playing here in the very near future, so that any of the listeners in your area, they can at least come by and listen.
Well, we generally have a show scheduled for the 29th up at Feather Falls Casino with actually Nashville recording artist Rich McCready. But last that we heard, unfortunately, Rich had taken ill, and he may, what we're hearing now, probably won't be able to make that.
Okay.
So that might get canceled, but we're working on some new material, so that will keep us going for a bit.
All right, great. Well, thanks for coming, guys. Really enjoy having you on the show. It's been a lot of fun, and hope to be hearing more from you guys out there in the music world.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We're going to be around.
I'm going to say thank you as well. I really appreciate you guys doing this. It's been real enjoyable. I'm going to mute you out, but you're able to stay on and listen to the remainder of the show if you like.
Okay. Hey, everybody, that was the Rupert Duncan Band. Well, a good portion of them anyway. Who did we end up missing out on? It was Dave, the bass player.
Dave Lazar, our bass player, and Rupert Duncan, the leader of the band, yes.
Yeah. The leader couldn't make it, huh? No comment, because you know me in my mouth. You know, I let things come out before I ever think about what it's going to sound like, and I've been really good so far today. I must be sleepy or something, or I'm not thinking right, because usually it just blurts right on out there.
Yeah, self-censorship is not one of your greater, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to censor me between the brain and the mouth is two different things. People told me I'm brutally honest. I just say no, I just say whatever comes out of my head, you know. There's a direct connection. I can't stop it. It just happens. It's automatic. It's in my mind, it's out my mouth at the exact same time. And that can be really scary sometimes.
I'm assuming you're going to take the next few minutes and update us on your road status.
Yep, going to do that, of course. I want to remind everybody that here, hopefully in the very near future, it's looking more like October every minute, but man, October is even getting here really fast. I am going to be starting a video series called On the Road with Michael Knight, where I'll be posting some videos, and on the very first one, of course, it's going to be the video of the rocking truck of the two truck drivers having sex with the Watt Lizard. That ought to be a blast to see. And a few other things that we happen to come across out here on the road. Like I said, before, when we just before we started the show, we got loaded in Chicago, and unfortunately, I wish I really did get loaded in Chicago, because I could handle a lot better. Because I'll tell you, those people in Chicago, they drive worse than the people in L.A. And we actually had another truck driver pull up the side of
and do like this cartoon screaming face at him. And I was just looking at him and laugh at him. It just looked so funny, you know. He was cussing us out about something. I don't know what he was cussing us out about. But boy, we sure had a good time laughing at him anyway. But we're headed to Arkansas. We're headed to a town called Tontytown, Arkansas. That's where the company I work for is based out of. We're going down there. They're going to issue me a truck. Can you believe it? They're going to issue me a truck. That's almost scary.
And that's when you're going to start doing this solo act?
Well, no. Actually, they're going to issue me a truck, and then I'm going to go pick up a guy out of Branson that I went to school with, and we're going to be teamed up for at least, I think it's like 5 months throughout the winter, which is good because that way, you know, if I get broke down out in the middle of nowhere in a cold winter, I got somebody to talk to. You know, I keep telling them I want a hot chick, but they won't give me one.
That one's on you, Michael.
Yeah, but, you know, it's hard to find any good-looking women that have CDLs, you know. Have you ever seen some of these lady truck drivers?
I can't say that I've noticed, no.
Some of them are pretty scary, man.
And yet last week you were saying some of them were pretty hot.
Well, every now and then you come across, you know, that one or two, but they sure the hell don't work for this company. And if they do, I fire cops and hit. But yeah, we'll be heading down there. I'm actually going to take a day, maybe 2 days off, and I'll be home in St. James for a couple days, and then I'll be headed back out on the road. And I just want to try to remind everybody, too, to, you know, keep checking back on my profile page, because that's where you're going to find out where I'm at, what I'm going to be, because these people, they're like secret. It's almost like working for the CIA or something, man. It's like they don't tell you where you're going until the last second, and then they tell you, okay, here's, you're going to go, and then they'll change it up on you, too. We originally weren't even supposed to go to Chicago today. We were supposed to go to another town, and we're getting all ready to go to this other town. We got everything all arranged and prepped to go, and all of a sudden they come back and say, oh, we canceled that one, now you're going to Chicago. So we, you know, we hurried our ass up to Chicago before they changed their mind again, you know.
So well, before we go, I don't know what else you wanted to announce as far as your on-the-road ventures, but I do want to get in before we go with 9/11 just passing, the fact that we will always remember, and those who passed and worked at Ground Zero will never be forgotten. And thank you, as always, to the servicemen and women who have been at war since that date and all who have ever served. And I'll let you say what you need to say before we head out, but we are going to end with Hugs and Kisses to My Baby, which I believe is a song about a letter home to a serviceman's sweetheart. And we will play the outro. No, we're going to play the outro after Hugs and Kisses, yes.
Okay. Do want to say one thing. Yesterday was 9/11, and I saw the most interesting thing, Terry, for 9/11. We were driving up through Indianapolis, Indiana yesterday, and there was a soldier up on top of this bridge that overpassed the freeway, and he had an American flag, and he was waving to everybody.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. I hope you got footage of that.
No, because by the time I see him, and then by the time I can get my camera out and get things going, it's already, you know, we're doing 65 miles an hour. Come on, Kelly, I'm up that fast, okay?
That would have been very touching, though, yeah.
I want to remind everybody to tune in next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another fun-filled show, you know. We got to make sure everybody knows about next week.
And I am going to take us out with Hugs and Kisses to My Baby, and then our new outro. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate your listenership, as always, and thank you, Michael.
See you next.
bullets whizzing by me and wondering how this can be. I found some time to write this letter to let you know I'm still alive. I'm doing fine but could be better if I was home by your side. So give a message to my daughter. Daddy's tough, he'll be alright. Say I'm always thinking of her. She's the light of my life. Give hugs and kisses to my baby. Hold her close and let her know that she's my special little lady. And I'll be home to watch her grow.
Of Not Late Night with your hosts, Michael Knight and Carrie Francis. This has been a Michael Knight Entertainment Media production.